Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hello there everybody. As part of our countdown to Site Village, we're pleased to welcome Mark Swain from OrCam. Thank you, Mark, for joining us this evening.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
That's okay.
Hiya Mark, it's Jo. Firstly give us an overview of what OrCam is? I know some people will have heard about it, some may have trialled it, but not everybody will.
Okay, so we'll start from the beginning. OrCam is a small, unobtrusive camera that is designed to see the world in front of you. It adds no vision to your sight. It is not associated with improvement of vision. And a lot of people actually get mixed up when they talk about smart glasses, and hopefully that the smart glasses are going to give them that extra vision. OrCam doesn't. OrCam is a camera that helps and sees the world for you. So it's a small camera, unobtrusive, that fits on the right-hand side of any glasses. And if you're not a glasses wearer, then we can provide you with a pair of glasses, just purely to mount the camera. Next to the camera is a small speaker that sits in at the side of the right hand ear, just in front. And what that does is when the camera looks at what's in front of it, it automatically takes a picture of the world in front and converts, if it sees print, into immediate speech. So it's absolute instant in the way that it actually works. The OrCam is designed to be totally portable, so it's not actually reliant on any mobile phone signal or internet connection or even computer connection. We can use it anywhere, whether we're within the house or whether when we're out and about in a restaurant, in a pub, in a museum, or wherever you choose to take it. It's no limitations. But we don't just stop at reading text, and the sort of text that we can read is your post, books, newspapers, magazines, restaurants, signage, street signs. We don't stop there. Because what we do is we use the technology to actually recognize faces. So we can use actually facial recognition. And what we can do with facial recognition, we can analyze what the camera is actually seeing. So it will actually tell you that there's one person in front of you, male or female. But we can take that one stage further and actually record the person's signature into the memory. And in putting it into the memory, we can name that person. So when that person comes into view, it actually says their name. So less awkward situations. The other thing that we're able to do is also product recognition. Now, product recognition may be products that you buy in the supermarket, but it may also be bank cards, credit cards, store cards, currency, and even fixed signage. Simple thing like a ladies and gents that doesn't have braille on or a raised sign. So again, no embarrassing entrance into the wrong cubicle. So again, you can use OrCam in your everyday life. And that's what it's designed for. It's designed for independence and bringing the independence back. Sight loss is very personal. And what I found out of the people that I've met in demonstrating OrCam, they're striving for that independence. And everybody's goal to achieve. Now, whether it's a simple goal, like just wanting to read a packet of seed packets and see what it says on the back, to something a more complex, that using in a work environment and actually recognizing your work colleagues, OrCam actually gives you that independence.
Okay, so Matt, so for someone with partial sight, I can see the great advantages for improving independence and everyday living. What difference does that affect people with no sight at all or any light perception? Is there any differences there for OrCam?
Yes, again, if we look at the sort of different conditions, whether visual impairment or severe visual impairment, because it's bringing nothing to the vision, no addition to vision, it's the camera that's bringing the actual information by speech to the person that's using it. So what we see is severely vision impaired have sort of a different requirement of the technologies and assistances that they're presently using. and seem to adapt a lot quicker to ORCAM than some with partially sighted. However, between the two, both severely vision impaired and vision impaired, it makes no difference. It's bringing the same result. So a simple thing like going into a restaurant and reading a menu, something quite simple, but again, difficult for vision impaired and severely vision impaired. And most people, let's say if they go out with friends, they're faced with a situation where that menu is going to be read out by the friend that's with them. But what they can do is they can use ORCAM to read it themselves. They can use, we use what we term as intuitive gestures. So what I mean by intuitive gestures is you can actually point onto the menu, even though you can't see the menu, it doesn't matter. Because wherever your finger's pointing, the ORCAM will follow. So then you can read a menu line by line. Now, somebody with visual impairment that has, let's say, got their peripheral vision still there, can still use that. But again, if they hold the menu in front of them, they will try to use whatever vision that they've got. So again, part of when we supply ORCAM is providing training for each and every person to meet their own requirements. And in meeting those requirements, they start to meet the goals of what they want to achieve.
Thanks, Mark. I'm just thinking from my point of view, because I've no sight at all. For me, wearing a pair of glasses isn't exactly what I'd want to do, because people might think then that I've got some sight. Are there any sort of plans to make ORCAM user sort of friendly in a different way, or does it have to be the glasses? If that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. The glasses are only there to actually support the camera. So we need a mechanism of actually supporting the camera. So you could actually wear sunshades if you wanted to, darkened glasses. It makes no difference. The glasses frames are only there to support the camera. So there are no immediate plans to actually change that, because, again, we need the camera looking in front of your view. So the camera goes onto the right-hand side because it looks straight in front. So wherever your nose is pointing, then of course the camera's viewing that. So they're the some of the options that you can use, and a lot of severely visually impaired with no sight actually use. They're using darkened glasses. If you've got somebody who's got light perception, naturally they're going to be wearing, when they're out and about, some darkened shades to suit. Okay. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think that gives Joe, sorry.
Yeah, it does. Yep, that's great. Thanks. Yep, so that's great. Yep. So it doesn't have to be sort of a heavy pair of glasses. It can be something quite lightweight.
Something quite lightweight. Even when we supply our own ORCAM glasses, they're self-cleaning. You can actually take the lenses out, and that's, you know, just a point to show that the glasses are adding nothing to the vision. It's just purely a means of mounting the camera. So when we talk about it being intuitive, it's the type of things that you want to do. So if you talk about the problems that you have in daily life of what you want to achieve, I can sort of relate that then to how ORCAM sort of assists in those daily situations. So if I may ask, sort of one task that you find a little bit difficult to do with not using any technology?
Oh gosh, you're putting me on the spot.
So let's take the simplest thing, post. Okay?
Yeah.
So post comes through the door. So you've got a choice. There are a lot of technologies out there.
Yeah.
And technology is only there for one thing. And the one thing it's there for is to help your purpose. And if technology doesn't help that purpose, then it's useless. So the simplest technology that we have is a magnifying glass. But if you can't use a magnifying glass to repost, then you don't use it. It's redundant. So you move to the next level of technology. So let's say you're using something like a bed scanner that's got OCR, optical character recognition, on. You've got to take your post and take it to your either computer station or your scanner and scan it and see what it is. But you may want a coffee in the kitchen. You maybe want to, it's a nice sunny day, want to read your post outside. So with OrCam being very, very portable, you can take it into the situation where you want to read it and when you want to read it and how you want to read it. Likewise, let's say from a situation that you go shopping into Tesco. Now, I'm saying Tesco, it could be any supermarket. I don't know where you shop. But let's say when you're around there, you're sometimes reliant on an assisted shopper or a friend going with a friend and telling you where items are. But what OrCam starts to do, it starts to give you that information. It starts to become your friend. Because what it does, it takes a picture of the world in front of it, and it might say, yeah, you're in the milk and bread aisle when you want to be in soups or wherever you want to be within the supermarket. It doesn't give you a distance, but it gives you an indication of where you are. So then you could actually go up to the shelf and pick something up off the shelf and simply point at it, and it's going to read it, and it's going to tell you what it is. But more importantly, let's say it's your favourite breakfast cereal that you want to recognise. So we can put the image of that breakfast cereal into the OrCam. So when you're on there, you can pick your Cocoa Pops up. And yes, they do make the milk go brown. So again, you're using it in a real live situation. Okay, so you've done your shopping and you go into the little coffee shop in the supermarket. There's a menu. So again, you're reliant on somebody asking for the menu. You pick the menu up and you choose. You can see the price, you see what it is. Or it may be then you're catching the bus back. Okay, you've got to ask where the bus station is. The OrCam is going to read when you get into the bus station. It's going to read the indication boards of the next bus or the stand number that you need to go to. So it's thinking about what you're struggling in everyday life where OrCam can tick some of those boxes. Now, the goals have got to be sensible goals because it's not a silver bullet. There's no technology out there that is a silver bullet. But if the goals are sensible, then OrCam will achieve it for you.
Thank you. You've given some really good examples there of how it could benefit people. So for people that are coming to Site Village, will they be able to try the OrCam out and see it in action?
Yes, most certainly. Come along to Site Village. We've got plenty of OrCams for you to try. You'll be able to see the technology in action. You'll see how small and discreet the camera is that goes onto the glasses, and the ease and the ability of being able to use OrCam in any situation. So, yes, please visit our stand.
Lovely. Thanks, Mark. The all-important question that I'm sure everyone who's listening to this will be shouting out, can you give us an idea of cost involved with purchasing the OrCam, please?
Yeah, the golden question. Yeah, I thought we took some time to get there, but let's get there. Right, we have two products. We have the OrCam My Reader. It does what it says in the name. It's there purely for reading. Now, the product that we have, which is the My Reader, is £2,000. Okay, the product which we call the My Eye, which reads facial recognition and product recognition, is £2,600. Now, the products themselves come with a 2-year warranty, which is hardware and software, but more importantly, come with a 2-year software free upgrade. Now, we don't connect these to the internet. So we use an SD card to actually upgrade when we're upgrading the technology. So we make the technology simple for any user. But what's more important is that it's not an out-of-the-box product. We pride ourselves on our customer service that we provide. And the product itself, when we deliver it, we train you how to use it. We set it up to your goals that you want to achieve. And then you're in what we term as our 30-day trial window. So if it's not suitable within that 30 days, you can actually give the product back and we'll refund your money, excluding £160 training and support that we've given you within that month. So it's not a try before you buy, but at least it's giving you peace of mind that you're buying a product that is actually going to deliver the goals that you want it to. And if it doesn't, yes, you can walk away with it. But we don't have many people actually walking away from it.
That's great, thank you. So would you like to give us some contact details for yourself for people that aren't able to visit you at Site Village before we go?
Yes, no problem whatsoever. From a point of view of the OrCam, if you want to visit our website, which is www.orcam.com, it's quite an extensive website. And on the website, what you're able to see there is a number of information and relation to the actual users. Okay? You also can contact OrCam Direct. And if you want to contact OrCam Direct, the number is 0800 358 5323.
That's great. Thanks, Mark. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and you've been very informational, very informative. And I'm sure that lots of people will come and have a look at Site Village.
Thank you very much. And we look forward to meeting people who would like to see the OrCam at Site Village.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk. On Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.